Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Worthing.
Not just the children, we know God's been moving in other ways. Somebody got healed a couple of weeks ago, their hip was healed during worship when they were dancing. Someone else has had a significant financial breakthrough that they've been in faithful for years. And other breakthroughs in families. I heard of someone who's come back to the Lord recently, and I know there's more out there. I just haven't heard them myself. I did ask if there were other, you know, things going on in different places. I know there are. I know he's on the move. Amen. he's been moving in me as well. And I guess if God got me to bring the word, then there would be answers to my own prayers as well. So I know there's been an increase of God activity in my own life. Increase of dreams. I know there's been an increase of dreams out here. Increase of strategies from the Lord in how to reach people and what to do. Personally, I had... Eric was here doing the crosswalk in London, I wasn't going. I was going to be doing something else on the Saturday. Clive was going. And then at the last minute, what I was going to be doing was changed. So this was on the Friday. On the Friday night, I went to sleep and I had a dream. And in the dream, I was giving a nine-year-old girl the gospel. And I was in London on a street, and I gave this girl the gospel. And as I did, her family then gave their lives to the Lord. And I also woke up singing a song. There's a kids' song that I sing with my granddaughter, Rend Collective Kids Sparkle Pop, whatever it is, album is brilliant, yes. And there's a kids' song that says, I'll go anywhere, anywhere with you as long as you are with me, or something like that, I'll go anywhere. And I was singing, I sang the whole song in my dream, like I do with her. And I woke up and I'm like, I cannot sing that song and then not do what you're asking me to do. So I got ready and I went on the crosswalk to London and had the most amazing, amazing time giving the gospel, sharing the love of Jesus. And I had a dream and I had to respond. Amen. That's Holy Spirit activity. Yeah. And he's going to be doing that more and more, shifting us out of our comfort zones, what we, you know, may not want to do. I might not want to do this with my day off, you know, traipsing around London. But it was amazing. And I knew that was God shifting me. And there's been other things God's been doing with me personally, in relationships, in connections, in things that God's been speaking to us. We've shifted into in this last month. So many divine appointments and meetings and things that God has set up. Amen. And he's doing the same with you. I know he is. One of the things that we did in this last month was we went to Lyon in France. Beautiful city. Went to visit a church there. Great guys. And Lyon in France was the resistance capital during the Second World War. So there were all these French people and others resisting the enemy taking over their city. Amen. And their Gestapo headquarters, which was one of the worst in Europe at that time, was there to round up the resistance movement and get rid of them, but also to obviously get rid of the Jews at the time. And this resistance movement, these people, we went to the museum because we wanted to go and see and hear about all this. And when we were there, the Lord really spoke to us that as these people, this resistance movement, stood against the enemy in their taking over their city, right? They laid down their lives day in, day out, knowing they could be caught, murdered, sent off at any point. They laid down their lives for their families, for their community, for their city, for their nation, for the next generation. Amen. And the Lord really spoke to us that the church is a resistance movement. You are a resistance. The Holy Spirit in us resists evil. Amen. And he wants us to resist evil, not just in our own hearts and lives and families, but out there for our community, resisting what the enemy wants to seek to do in schools, in colleges, in your workplace. The enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy a generation. And who is in us is greater. Amen. And our prayers and our worship and the words and the strategies that God gives us pushes back the evil that wants to overtake our nation. Amen. We're a resistance movement on a rescue mission. This is the what we've been running with this last few weeks. The church is a resistance movement on a rescue mission. Anyway, I need to move on. Resistance means to fight back what is attacking you and to refuse to accept something. And as a church, we can refuse to accept the norm out there. We can refuse to accept the spirit of the world. We can refuse to accept what the enemy wants to do in our own hearts and minds and take us out, but in our children and over the next generation. This is who we are, okay? Amen. So one of the strategies that God gave to somebody in the church who was praying, she has dreams concerning the Jewish people and their protection in the nations and in Israel. And the Lord gave her a strategy to download a map of the streets of Jerusalem and pray over every single street of Jerusalem. Now that's a strategy. And you have maps on your seats this morning. You have maps of Jerusalem. You have the old city and the new city. You have maps of Israel. You have maps of the world. And you can take these home with you and pray. We're going to explain more about all that in a moment. Thank you, Lord. Do you want to carry on? Yeah? Thank you, Jesus.
All righty. So what I need is all the children, okay? So all the children, can you come down the front here and can you... Everybody sit on these mats at the front here that we've got. So all the kids, can you all come down? Any of those guys want to join over here? All the kids, can you all come down? I know we're all children of someone. but as many of the kids as possible. Brilliant. Now, yeah. Now, this is Pentecost Sunday, right? Now, does anybody know here what happened on Pentecost Sunday? Anybody? Yeah, just stand up quickly. Do you want to jump up here? Jump up here. What happened?
On Pentecost Sunday, Jesus' disciples were praying and then the Holy Spirit came upon them.
Yeah. What happened?
And then they started praying, healing people like it was a miracle, but it was Jesus who was doing it.
Amen. Bless you, mate. Thank you.
Yeah.
So Jesus, before Jesus went up to heaven, he gathered the disciples, the people following him, and he'd said to them that he wanted them to go to Jerusalem, where they were in the city. He wanted them to go to Judea, which was the nation. He wanted them to go to Samaria, which was, in that time, some people that didn't particularly get on with each other, okay? And which means other people groups, and to the ends of the earth, right? To all the nations of the earth. And he said, you're to go to your town, your city, your region, your nation, and to take the gospel, to tell everybody about Jesus. But one thing he said was, I'm going to go up to heaven and then I'm going to send my Holy Spirit. And what I want you to do is go into Jerusalem and wait until you receive or are clothed with power from on high, okay? So Jesus went up to heaven. The disciples went to Jerusalem. There were around about 120 or so in this room, okay? And they were praying together. And after 10 days, how many of you think praying together for 10 days is a long time? Yeah, some of you guys think that, but you just weren't. Praying for 10 days, right? But they were together praying. And then on the 10th day, the Holy Spirit came. And we've just heard that the Holy Spirit baptized them and there was a rushing wind, or the sound of a wind that came into the room. Tongues of fire separated and came on each of them, and they all began to speak in tongues. And because of what God did, what the Holy Spirit was doing, they couldn't stay in the room. They ended up bursting out of the room, out into the streets around. And all the people in the streets around said, wow, what is this? What is this?
Yeah.
We can hear you declaring the wonders of God in our languages. So there were people in Jerusalem from loads of different nations who spoke lots of different languages. And as the 120 or so people went out, all praying, speaking in tongues in other languages, everybody in the streets heard them declaring the wonders of God in their languages. And they were like, what is this? They were utterly amazed, it says in the Bible. And then Peter, one of the followers of Jesus, he then told everybody in the streets about Jesus. And how many people gave their lives to Jesus that day? Does anybody know? 3,000 people. That's a lot, isn't it? But when he preached the gospel, when he told them about Jesus, they then shouted out to him. It says they were cut to the heart and said, what must we do? So 5 or 10 minutes earlier, they were saying, what is this? You're praising, declaring the wonders of God. Then they said, this is what this is. And then they said, what must we do then to be saved? And he said, you need to repent of your sin and give your life to Jesus. Then you'll be baptized in water and the Holy Spirit. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, today is the day of Pentecost, right? Where were they when the Holy Spirit came? They were in Jerusalem, right? So what I want us to do is, all the kids, can you all stand up? All the children, stand up. And this mat here is a mat of the map of Jerusalem, the old city. So can all of you come and stand on this mat here? Come and stand on this mat or over here, okay? Just crowd over this way, okay? And what we are going to do, right, because what happened after that day, 3,000 people got saved. They started taking the gospel to everybody in Jerusalem, and it wasn't long before they started going all over the nation and to other nations, okay? And so it started in Jerusalem, and what we are going to do is, we are going to go from Jerusalem, we are going to walk around the nations, okay? The peoples, you guys represent all the nations, is that okay?
Yeah.
And we're going to come back to this map, the nations, and then we're going to pray for the nations of the world. Then after we've done that, we're then going to stand back on the map of Jerusalem and pray for Israel and all the people in Israel, the Jewish people, the Arabs, and all the Palestinians. We're going to pray for all of them. Is that okay?
Yes.
Are you up for that?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So what I want, we are going to all declare the wonders of God. Is that okay?
Come on.
You up for that? So we're going to make a joyful noise. There's not going to be a band up here playing. We are just going to be shouting and declaring the wonders of God as if we were those people who got baptized in the Spirit on that day. And we're going to just be shouting and declaring the wonders of God as Jane and I walk around with these guys, and we're going to walk around the nations. And as we're declaring the wonders of God, we are believing that God is going to move by His Spirit in every nation today of the world.
Yeah. Amen.
Anybody believe
Amen.
That this morning?
Amen.
So let's all stand to our feet, okay? And you're going to come with us, guys, and we're going to walk around as if we're walking through every nation, every different language, every color skin and everything.
Yes.
And so are you ready to praise God?
Yeah, we're going to praise
so,
God.
So come on, guys, let's begin to shout and declare the wonders and the praises of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you've got to keep going, guys. Just keep going, declaring the praises and the wonders of who God is this morning.
Today, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You have moved from Jerusalem around the nations, around the nations. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Come on, keep
Jesus.
Going, guys. Keep declaring.
Thank
Shout
you,
and declare
you,
the wonders
Spirit.
Of God, His name, how good He is, how wonderful He is. Father, we pray for a move of your spirit in every nation today, all over the world. We thank you that you know every person on this planet inside out. You know them by name. You know everything they're going through. And Father, we ask you by your spirit that you would move in every nation of the world today, in every tribe and every tongue today, that people would hear the gospel today. People would hear about you today. We thank you, Jesus, that you move by your spirit today on Pentecost in every nation and every tribe and every tongue. We praise your name. We exalt your name. We glorify your name.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus.
That one. Yeah.
Okay, guys, get your maps, okay? Pick up your maps and look at the map with the nations on, okay?
Thank you.
The one that has the nations on. And just hold it and lay your hand on it. Lay your hand on the map that you have with the nations. Okay? You guys are sitting on the nations, so you can lay your hands on the nations right there.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Okay, lay your hands on the nations.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, we've done these maps. You can take them home.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you might pick a nation in your family or household that you want to pray for, okay?
Thank you.
But we're laying hands on the nations.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you that the nations are in your hands.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
That the whole world, the earth is the Lord's,
yes, Lord.
And the fullness thereof. Yeah. And we thank you that your hand is on the nations, that you love the nations of the world. You love every people, Father. You love every color, tribe and tongue. You love every person. And we thank you, Father, for the love of the cross and what you did on the cross would pierce the hearts of every person on this planet. They would have the opportunity to hear who Jesus is. And what he's done for them.
Yeah. Thank you,
and Father, we thank you,
Jesus,
for a harvest of salvation through every nation of the world.
Lord,
in the coming months and years, the harvest of the nations. And everybody said, amen, amen. Brilliant. Can you guys jump to your feet?
Yeah.
Do you want to go and stand on the Jerusalem map for a moment? Okay, turn, get the other bit of paper you've got. And first of all, just lay your hand on the map that says Israel. Okay. The map of Israel, if you want to just grab that for a moment. Okay, you got it. The map of Israel one side and you've got the city of Jerusalem on the other side. Where on the map of Israel it says West Bank, okay, that's actually Judea and Samaria, okay? Judea and Samaria, that's where that is, okay? So we're going to lay our hands on the nation of Israel. And in Israel, you have Jewish people, Jewish Israelis, okay? You also have Arabs. You have Arab Israelis, okay? Then you also have many people from other nations who live in Israel. You also have the Palestinians. Palestinians are Arabs, okay? So in Israel, you have Jewish Israelis and you have Arabs, okay? Arab Israelis. The Palestinians wouldn't call themselves Arab Israelis, okay? But they are Arabs. And so in the Bible, there's Jews and there's Gentiles. There's people that are Jewish and there's people that are not Jewish. So everybody that's not Jewish is called a Gentile, okay? And we are going to pray for the nation of Israel and we're going to pray for the Holy Spirit in the same way that the Holy Spirit moved on the day of Pentecost and broke out of buildings through people and the gospel went to Jerusalem and to the Samaria and to the nation. We're going to pray for the same thing to happen. Amen. That the Jewish people have a revelation that Jesus is their Messiah and the Arabs have a revelation that Jesus is God. Allah is not God, right? Jesus is God.
Yeah,
he is Lord.
Yeah, amen.
And so let's pray right now. So lay your hands on that for a minute. Father, we thank you that you love the nation of Israel. You love the people. You love the Jewish people. You love the Arabs. And Father, we thank you that on the day of Pentecost, your spirit was released to move in Jerusalem and then go into Samaria, into the nation, and then beyond into the nations. And Father, we thank you that the Holy Spirit has been moving all around the nations since then, and is coming all the way back round, and is going to end up moving in Jerusalem, where Jesus is going to return, one foot on the Mount of Olives and one foot on the Temple Mount.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what the Bible says. He's going to come back when he returns and stand in Jerusalem.
Thank you, Lord.
And so, Father, we thank you for a release, a fresh release of your Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
In the Messianic body, those who already believe in Jesus in Israel, and the Arab believers as they're worshiping together, that you would work through them to take the gospel to others in the nation of Israel. And we thank you that you move by your Holy Spirit in that nation, along with all the nations of the world. We thank you, Jesus. And everybody said,
amen. Amen.
Now just turn your map over. Lay your hand on Jerusalem.
Thank you, Jesus.
The most contested place in the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
As to whose it is, whose it belonged to, and
he's talking about him.
The Bible says it belongs to God.
Yeah, this bit is his.
It's his. It doesn't belong to people, it's his. And Jerusalem is the capital city of Israel. It's God's capital city in that sense. And so I want you to lay your hands on Jerusalem. The darker shady stuff to the right is the old city. And the more lighter shade to the left and around and above that is the more modern Jerusalem that's been built up. But the older one is so there's the Temple Mount and everything else on the right there. So Jesus,
thank
we thank you that Jerusalem is your city.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you you're going to return there. One day, whether that's in our lifetime or not, none of us know.
Yeah.
But we will get a sense we're right in the end of the end days.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when you return, it says every person on the planet, every nation is going to know that you are Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we just declare your lordship over the city of Jerusalem through all the trouble and contention over that place. We thank you that it's your city. And we thank you, that's the place where your spirit was released that has then gone to the nations and it's coming all the way back round. And so, Jesus, we pray right now for all the Jewish people that are all over the nations. According to what you say in the Bible, right in the end days, many of them return to the land, and that's when they get born again and filled with the Spirit and come to know you. And so, Father, we thank you for a move of your Spirit in Jerusalem, in the city of Jerusalem, bringing Jew and Arab together in Christ Jesus, with many, many salvations, healing. Father, would you heal the divide? Would you bring healing where there's division? Because the only answer there is the salvation of Jesus. There is no political solution. And we thank you, Jesus, for your solution in the nation of Israel and the city of Jerusalem. Everybody said, amen, amen. Brilliant. Let's shout our praises and thanks to the Lord, shall we? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, grab a seat. Grab a seat, grab a seat. Okay, just really, really briefly, okay?
Thank you, Jesus. No.
Okay, now.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to pray and have communion in a couple of minutes, all right? But there's a story in Genesis chapter 28, a guy called Jacob. Okay, now, Jacob's dad was called Isaac. Isaac's dad was called Abraham, okay? And so you've got Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God promised some things to Abraham that he was going to do in his life and through his life, okay? He was going to be the father of many nations, but also that he was going to be the father of a nation, which ultimately was Israel and the Jewish people. And when Jacob, the grandson of Abraham, he was on his way, he was on a journey to a place called Haran, okay? And while he was on that journey, he stopped because he needed to have a sleep because it was nighttime. And how many of you have got a rock as a pillow on your bed? How many of you use a rock out of the garden as a pillow? Anybody do that? Any of your parents have said, no, you can't have a pillow, you can have a rock in your bed instead? Your friend has. Okay, we'll help you out afterwards, okay? So he gets a big rock, puts it down the ground, and he goes to sleep. While he's asleep, he has a dream. In that dream, he sees heaven open and angels descending, coming down and ascending. That's awesome. Anybody had a dream like that before? I know some of you have. Anyway, in that dream, God then speaks to him, and the things that God had said to his father Abraham, okay, he said to him, okay, do you want to know what God said to him? All right, if you don't want to know, I won't tell you. Anybody want to know what God said to Jacob? Come on, shout a bit louder. Anybody really want to know? Yeah. They're obviously not interested out there, but do you want to know? Yeah. All right, okay. Punch and Judy show. Right. So he's on his way to Haran. He's having a sleep, and this is what God says to him in the dream. He said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you the descendants of the land on which you are lying. So where he was asleep, he said, I'm going to give you the land and all the descendants on this land. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth. Now, how many pieces of dust are there in the world? A lot, okay? You couldn't count them. So you're going to have loads of descendants, right? And you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All the peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised. Then Jacob woke up from his sleep, and he thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place. This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. So if you read the story, when he got to this place to go to sleep, it said he stopped in a certain place. Oh, sorry, I've upset you. He stopped in a certain place, but after his dream and he woke up having heard from God, it suddenly became an awesome place. And he went, wow, God is here. Now, how many of you know that we don't have to go anywhere to worship Jesus? You can be in your bedroom, in your lounge, in your kitchen, in your car, in here together. We can worship Jesus anywhere. Why? Because God is not in a building. He's inside us, right? And so before you were knew Jesus, your life was a certain place. But now you know Jesus, your life has become an... This is hard work this morning. Your life has become an... Just play the game, everybody, all right? Just play the game, all right? Your life has become an awesome place where God is. But God woke him up and he suddenly realized what God is saying to his family was not just for his granddad and for his dad, but it was for him. And he woke up in that moment. And he awakened to what God wanted to do in his life and then through his life. What was his response when he woke up and he realized God is in this place? This is awesome. And God is awesome. His promises to me are awesome. And so what his response was, he then got hold of his stone and some other stones and built a pillar, okay? And then with that pillar, he got some oil and he poured some oil onto that. And then he prayed and he talked to God. And what was he doing? The Bible says he consecrated, he anointed the stones with oil. He consecrated his heart. What does that mean? He gave his heart and his life to God in a fresh way and said, God, whatever you want to do with my life, I consecrate. I give you myself. I give you everything about myself. And what does he say here? He says, God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey, and that I'm taking. He'll give me food to eat, clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's house. Then the Lord will be my God, and this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house, and all that you give me, I will give you the tenth. So, because he was awakened to God and what God was saying, His response then was, I'm going to line my life up with what God is saying. So he consecrated himself and he said, everything that you give me and you bless me with, I'm going to make sure the first thing I do is give you a tenth, the first tenth back. And so that's called the tithe in the Bible, okay? God had so touched his heart that even down to his money and the things he had, he was like, God, this is yours and I'm going to give back to you. So God is awakening us. He's awakening his church at this time. There's not just an awakened moment. He wants us to live awakened to what he is doing and what he is saying in these days at this time. And when we're hearing from, this is why it's so important that each of us are listening and hearing what God is saying in these days. That you don't just listen to somebody on a platform or somebody leading in another context or somebody online, what they're saying. It's really important that you hear from God and God speaks to you and that you receive yourself. What is God doing and saying in these days? And that you have a revelation of that, because when you hear firsthand, your response is more wholehearted than when you hear secondhand through somebody like me or someone else that you know. And when you hear from God, your response is, I want to consecrate myself and I want to live in the way that you want to. Then from that place of consecration, there's what's called activation. And we're just going to use a word called send. Because when they got baptized in the Holy Spirit, the first thing that happened is God sent them out into the streets. They were praising God, but the first thing that happened was they then told people about Jesus. So the primary reason we are baptized in the Holy Spirit is to be empowered by him to go out into the world to tell people about Jesus. The Holy Spirit is in us so that we're bold and confident to declare the wonders of God to the world, amen, and tell people about Jesus. That is the primary reason we are baptized in the Holy Spirit. Let's just pray for a moment. Jesus, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your unfailing love for each one of us and for every person on the planet. And Jesus, we thank you that because you loved us, you gave your life for us. And we thank you that you took upon yourself every sin that had ever been committed, any sin that would ever in the future be done. You took every sin upon yourself, and we thank you that you took the punishment of that sin on yourself so that we don't have to face that punishment. And Jesus, we thank you for all that you went through, all the pain that you suffered, so that we could be healed from every pain, whether mental, physical, or emotional. You took all of it on yourself. And so Jesus, we stand here this morning thanking you for your unfailing love, your amazing mercy for each of us. And we thank you, Jesus, that when you were with the disciples at the Last Supper, you, in the middle of that meal, you took bread and you broke it and you said, this is my body given for you. Thank you, Jesus, you gave your life for us. And in giving your life, your blood was shed in different ways because of how you were treated on the way to the cross and then on the cross itself. You shed your blood for us. And we thank you, you said that whenever we eat and drink this, we're to remember you. We're to remember not as a memory, but to remember all that you've done for us and what that means for us today, right now. And we thank you for the power of your blood that is at work in each of us, cleansing us from every sin, forgiving us and healing us from every disease. We thank you and we praise you. as we have communion together, those three words, awaken, consecration, and activation. What I want to encourage you to do, just take a few moments as you have communion together to just thank the Lord for what he's done on the cross and just from that point of view. But once you've had communion together, what I want to encourage you to do in each of your groups is just pray along these lines. Father, I want to live awakened to you and to your word in this day, to what you're saying. I want to consecrate my life afresh. Everything that I have, all that I am, I want to consecrate afresh to you. And then I want to live activated. I want to live sent. I want to live that obedient life that you've called me to, available for whatever you want to do, whenever. When those little nudges come, just go and talk to them. Just go and encourage them. Just give them a call right now. Just go and do this or do that. We would live activated like that. Okay, is that all right? So just pray together, have communion, thank the Lord, and then just pray about living awakened, living consecrated, and living activated, living a sent life. Thank you, Jesus. Over to you guys.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.